we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Goes from Huntsville all the way back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa all the way back over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little town on the plains called Auburn. Final Four. And, oh, by the way, stretching across the border to what we now call, again, Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. I saw your face when I said Final Four. I saw your face. I saw your face. I saw it.
Let's see if they beat Florida. That's all I'll say.
Well, let's see if they'll beat Florida. You know?
I think not.
They're in the Final Four.
They are. But so have we. We've been to the Final Four, too. So we're still on even ground here.
Oh, I'm sorry. This year?
No.
Okay. All right. Listen. I am not going to live in the past. I'm living in the present. All right. So anyway, we got an uphill climb, but War Eagle. It's just nice to be able to say that with like the kind of winning confidence and not like the kind of thing like you're, well, after the big loss, you're going, yeah, you know what, the War Eagle. I'm so sick of being on top.
The War Eagle anyway crowd.
The War Eagle anyway crowd. That's right.
You never hear me say Roll Tide anyway. That's such a lame thing to say.
We don't say War Eagle anyway, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. You just sit over there and push the buttons. All right. Hey, listen, I'm doing this section right now called The Culture Wars. This is my third dipper for the day. Going to take it all the way to go home time here on Meatloaf Monday. The culture wars, what am I talking about? Well, first of all, the left is not gone. I know you know that, but I say it because we're winning right now. So much winning. How much winning can there be? Oh, my goodness, at the winning. The left is a dumpster fire. I mean, just look at their Tesla takedown so-called demonstrations. I mean, it was comical. They are buffoonery. It's like when you go to the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus and the clown car comes out and you get to watch all the antics and they wear the funny makeup and they do the silly things and they make people laugh. And yet that could be a Tesla takedown. It's just obnoxious how clownish they really are. They beclown themselves on a regular basis. But do not count them as gone. We cannot let our guard down. The culture wars are still real. I had a piece that came out this morning. You know, I write an op-ed that comes out every week in a variety of publications. Athens Now, thank you very much. Alex Mathens publishes it. Trustful Tribune publishes it. 1819 News usually gets it first. I send it to them over the weekend. Comes out every Monday, and then it goes to like a dozen to 20 other news outlets around the region. But anyway, my latest one came out today, and it basically calls for an end to the cries of racism. And I point out that I'm a white guy, and I'm allowed to talk about this. I am. I'm a white guy. I said in the article, I am like Whitey McWhitebread. I am white as a cave cricket. If I was any more white, I'd be clear. But that being said, I'm still allowed to have an opinion about matters of racism. Now, the left won't want you to do that. The left will tell you, if you've not walked in my shoes, you can't have an opinion. Well, I got news. Yes, I can. I'm not a woman, but I can have an opinion about abortion. I'm not in the Secretary of State's office, but I can have an opinion about foreign policy because I'm an American. I mean, listen, you're allowed to have an opinion about matters of racism. And my thought is, this is not a systemically racist nation. It's not. Racism is not who we are as a people. Does racism exist? Certainly it does. Why? Because it's still a fallen world. And until Jesus comes back, it's not going to be perfect. I am not trying to minimize it. I'm saying, yes, it still exists. Are we systemically racist? No, we are not. But there are even elected, not just charlatans and race baiters, there are elected officials who will tell you that racism is okay as long as it suits their needs. And that's so obnoxious. That is so bad. That is so awful. One of the worst right now is Jasmine Crockett. I'm going to call up that audio here pretty quick, JP. So I got an audio clip I got to play here in a minute. I called it, it's audio number two. But listen, the lovely Charlene pointed this one out to me. Jasmine Crockett, who I understand that people of every different stripe and standing and capability will get elected to office. They will. I've seen it. Every once in a while, I saw people and I thought, how'd you get elected? or why are you still elected? Or how'd you get reelected? You know, I watch some and I think, wow, there must be more to you than I can tell because you don't show up very well in debate. But, you know, never judge a book by its cover. There are people who may surprise you and they do great things. Jasmine Crockett, not so much. Jasmine Crockett has become an embarrassment. I mean, I think right now the left is wishing she would please stop. Just somebody make her stop. She can't stop. She can't stop herself. She is bought in on the idea that race baiting is a part of what her shtick is supposed to be. Even when she doesn't know that she's on the mic, so to speak. So here's an audio clip I'm going to play for you. And the background of this is, apparently Steve Harvey, the comedian who cracks me up, Steve Harvey has his own morning radio show. I did not know this. I want to find out more. But Steve Harvey did a prank call to Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, claiming to be a black-owned business owner and wanting to know what she was going to do to help black folks get more contracts. You would think that a member of Congress would say, well, sir, it doesn't really work like that. You can't have contracts based on skin color. That's not what she did. Play it.
Listen, I want all my black businesses to survive and thrive. And so if there's anything that we can
do. So what are you doing? What are you doing, Jasmine? What are you doing for black business? What are you doing?
I do a ton. If you are familiar with the leadership under Pete Buttigieg with the Department of Transportation, the things that we did was we tried to insulate black businesses from an incoming crazy regime like the one that we've had to make sure that they could still get those contracts to be able to go out and work on these big infrastructure projects and things like that. And I honestly have a great relationship with the black businesses in my community. I'm surprised that I've never met you. I work with the Black Chamber of Business and we always do events together. And I would love to bring you and your organization into the fold. But this, I gotta go. But you can call my office and my staff can help you.
So you got, now you ain't got time for black people. You ain't got time to talk to me.
No, you got to go.
You got to run.
I always have time. But this is getting a little bit more hostile than I typically like to deal with. Because if you've seen me, I know how to pop off. And I don't want to pop off.
You don't want to keep talking to me because I might pop off. Now, I will admit, I've had people call me when I was in office and want to bow up and tell me how it's going to be and what am I going to do? Why aren't you doing more? And most of the time, they didn't know what they're talking about. But in this particular case, she didn't say, sir, we don't do racially based profiling in contract awards. She didn't do that. She went straight to, oh, yeah. We do all we can to insulate black-owned businesses. And this is not an anti-black business discussion on my point. What I'm saying is we will maintain the idea that, or the left will maintain an idea that racism is systemic in America as long as it continues to promote systemically racist things. Did you hear that? That was the culture war right now is not anybody on the right saying we're gonna keep black businesses suppressed. No, it was her on the other side saying we're gonna give skin color a preferential treatment, and then somehow claim that what we're doing is not promoting racism. I mean, listen, racism will continue to be an argument as long as they make it the argument. There will always be evil people. There will always be bad things happen. But we are not a systemically racist nation. And yet there's a member of Congress right there who is literally on the phone with what she believes is a constituent telling him she promotes the idea of using skin color as a determiner for who gets contracts. And that's just asinine. Asinine. Culture wars. Culture wars are real, y'all. They are. By the way, Jasmine Crockett is from Texas. I'm really not sure how somebody like her got elected in Texas. I'm pretty sure she's from Austin, but I don't know that for a fact.
Houston.
She's from Houston?
Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure she's from Houston. But then also you got Al Green from Texas. So.
Oh, that's right. There are enclaves of what I would call Big Blue in Texas, I guess. And we have them here in Alabama too, though. Yeah. Where's she from? Houston?
Dallas.
Dallas.
Represents portions of Dallas and Tarrant counties with the cities of Dallas, Grand Prairie, DeSoto, Cedar Hill. So Dallas is the big city okay. she represents.
Yeah. Wow. All right. How about this? Let's take it to the other one that's like they can't let go of. Because I think right now the left has no plan. If you heard my monologue earlier in the show, I talked about the roadmap and why it's so important to understand how to read a map and that and then translate that into a plan for leadership is like having a roadmap. It tells you where to go. And right now the Democrats have no plan. They are mapless. They don't know where all they have is they have three things. They have abortion, they have racism, and they have transgenderism. Those are their three big platforms. And they're really not platforms, they're culture war issues. Story here on 1819 News. In Auburn, Alabama. All right, all my Auburn audience, dial in with me. Are you ready? 1819 News reports as of today, parents are concerned as Auburn High School administrators encourage students to wear ribbons for Transgender Day of Visibility. This was an official notification. It wasn't like somebody just did something. No. They have a system they use for sending out messaging, you know, to you know all the parents and everything else. It's called Schoolology, the Schoolology app for Auburn High School. Everybody got a notification posted for Auburn High School students telling them to pick up their ribbons supporting Monday's Transgender Day of Visibility this past Friday. Parents were not happy. Parents want to know how this happened. Attempts to contact school officials said the folks at 1819 about the origin of the post were unsuccessful. However, one parent spoke to 1819 News stated that only school administrators can post on Schoolology. In other words, no one hacked it and got in there and did something. It had to be someone in the administration at the school who did it. Parents also say they could not recall the Schoolology app ever being used to promote other student organizations or causes, saying that some parents have been responsible for significant transgender activism with the school. They're not letting this go. They're not. And so we have to remain vigilant. The culture wars, they don't just stop because Trump won. We have to stay on our toes and recognize that the fight is ongoing. The culture war doesn't end. They are determined right now to make ground as best they can on anything and everything to do with abortion, with transgenderism, and certainly with what we talked about earlier on with racism. Last one for the break, because I'm running long, but the other one, abortion that I was talking about, Daily Caller has a piece that came out 2 days ago. You may not be aware. There is a showdown right now at the Supreme Court of the United States. Wednesday of this week, we're going to find out. The Supreme Court is set to consider on Wednesday of this week whether or not states can restrict Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid dollars. Remember, Medicaid funds, there are dollars that come from the federal government, but they're also matched at the state level. And so Medicaid is administered through the states. States that are anti-abortion, like Alabama, have determined not to support Planned Parenthood through Medicaid funding because Planned Parenthood is one of the biggest progenitors of abortion in the nation. Well, you've got right now a New York Times investigation into Planned Parenthood in February exposed all the quality of care issues they have, instances of botched abortions. One former staff member called it a conveyor belt of treating patients. And then you had the Roe v. Wade overturned that changed everything in the lay of the land, and states have been given a say. The Supreme Court of the United States, the libs are fighting this like crazy right now. Why? Because it's one of their three planks. Abortion. It's all they have. Now, Tim Walz feels like they didn't go woke enough in the last election. Why is anybody still listening to him? Do we know? Is he still considered a force? I don't think so. Tim Walz.
I guess he always have an audience, but he's one of those, though, that I think helps us the more he talks, too. I put him in that category. So.
He and Jasmine Crockett?
Yeah. Well, he's not as bad as Jasmine, but he's, you know... He says a lot of stupid stuff, I feel like, every time I see him out doing something. So we'll see. I mean, he's also proud that a stock is going down that
Tesla.
A big chunk of his state, 401k holdings of is Tesla. So
ugh, what a knucklehead. All right, listen, the culture wars are real. That's my point. The culture wars are real. I gave you one of those stories right here in Alabama. I gave you one of those stories about a member of Congress. And I gave you one of those stories about the Supreme Court of the United States. So what I'm saying is the culture wars are real. They are everywhere. You have to stay vigilant and alert. Yes, we won. Yes, we're still winning. We're winning on a daily basis right now. But the culture wars are still real. And abortion, racism, and transgenderism are the three platform planks they've got right now. And they're fighting them as best they can. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, taking a break. We'll come right back. Jump into a few text messages and clean up for the day and get you to go home time on a Meatloaf Monday. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.